Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Isn't this a great day for the Shipley Hill community? As you know,
we can clap for that.
As you know, my administration is committed to growing Baltimore by 10,000 families over the next 10 years. And to do so, we must make every neighborhood, every community better, safer, and stronger. Making our neighborhoods stronger means not only creating economic opportunity, but also eliminating blight from some of our communities. Baltimore is a city with wonderful and unique, dynamic communities filled with people committed to making this city better every day. We're committed to supporting the efforts of residents and community leaders, and today is an example of how, with vacants to values, we are supporting this community. We stand before blight that has been a cancer to this community and the city for far too long, and we are here to knock it down. Right, Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Amen. But before we begin, I want to acknowledge Councilman Welch, who is with us today, Pastor Mullen, and his wife, Ms. Taft, and so many other community leaders. I want to thank each and every one of the community members who have been a partner as we work to strengthen Baltimore. You've worked so hard for this day, and I want you to know that my administration has not forgotten about Shipley Hill. I want to especially thank my Housing Commissioner, Paul Graziano, and his Vacants to Value team, Julie Day, Ken Strong, Peter Engel, and Michael Braverman. Your hard work is making a difference in this community and changing the direction of our city. The demolition will be a catalyst for change and investment in this community, and that is what my Vacants to Value initiative is intended to do. This block is within one of our Vacants to Value community development cluster areas where we're partnering with developers to revitalize whole blocks of areas. But this is not really a celebration of what the government did for this community. Today we begin eliminating blight that has devastated this community for many years. This block has been an ever-present monument of urban decay, but the residents of this community, the community leaders, and the city see the value of this community and want to invest in it to make a difference. Today, we are sending a signal that my administration remains fully committed to seeing growth in the Shipley Hill community. I want to assure you, the residents who have remained committed to this neighborhood, we want to see you to see the benefits of this community growing. You have been patient. You have been steadfast in your support for this community and the city, and I'm sure there were times when even you thought this day wouldn't come. Right, Ms. Taft? But we are here, and we are here together. This block of West Lombard Street suffers from major blight, and it is a major health hazard to the community and the children of this community. This demolition will be a catalyst for growth. It took decades for blight to overrun some of our communities, and we will not solve this problem overnight. After all, the city doesn't have the funds to demolish every single vacant building in the city, so with limited resources, we have to be strategic. With Vacants to Value, we've created a plan that builds partnerships, that identifies resources, and now we can make an impact in this great community. We're going to tear down this eyesore behind me, and we will not stop. As part of our Vacants to Value strategy, we are launching targeted code enforcement efforts in this area to ensure that blighted vacant buildings are rehabilitated, sold, or demolished more quickly. Demolition is just one of our first steps in our efforts to grow our city. We must reject the notion that Baltimore can't do better, can't be better, that our communities are not worthy of investment. Shipley Hill says we don't believe that, never believed it, and today is an example of that hard work. Again, I want to thank all of the community members. You know, we all know that the city can't do this alone. The pastors who are here know that the faith community can't do it alone, and the community members sure know that they can't do it alone. It takes all of us, each and every one of us, working together as a group to ensure that young men like this little cutie right here grows up in a wonderful community that he will be forever proud of. And that is what my administration intends to do. So thank you all for being here today.